This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, June 7th. God's word to you today is, take a stand. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 22, verse 10, from the Living Bible, and it says, throw out the mocker and you will be rid of tension, fighting, and quarrels. Disharmony destroys productivity. Nothing destroys productivity faster than disharmony. The same way unity enhances productivity, disharmony destroys productivity. The Bible says in Psalm 131, verses 1 to 3, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. Unity fosters fruitfulness, productivity. Disharmony only brings ruin. It is what you allow that will thrive. If you have people on staff that spread gossip, give them at least 2 warnings to stop. If they do not adhere, my advice is fire them with no apology. Even if the person gossiping is one of your top performers, fire him or her. Why? It is because gossip and troublemaking is contagious. It spreads like cancer. Another reason why you should fire such a person is because the gossip will corrupt your organizational structure. At one of our leadership seminars, Sam Chand taught us, culture would eat vision for lunch. No matter how strong the vision of the organization is, culture will eat it for lunch. It is up to you and me to make sure that our organizations have a healthy culture. We must also hold churches to the same standards. In God's favorite house, we are deliberate about keeping our cultures healthy. We are consistently on the lookout for bad eggs and we take them out. Those that cannot be done physically, we do it spiritually. Such people just find themselves taking certain decisions that lead them to exit. If I see that someone on the staff is going to create a toxic culture, and after 2 warnings, the person does not make the necessary adjustments, that person is out. It is as simple as that. Why? Is this not a harsh stand? Not at all. In fact, this is what God asked us to do, and I will show you in Scripture. Titus 3:10 says, if people are causing divisions among you, give a first and second warning. After that, have nothing more to do with them. I have seen organizations make the mistake of keeping gossips on staff because they are top performers. The fact is, the gossip is costing you far more than they are bringing in. Let us pray. Jesus, I take my stand today, and by faith I shut the door to gossip in my life and in my sphere of influence. I will have nothing to do with gossip. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.